Hello? Hello? Hello. Nice, sure. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. I think my headset was actually just about to die, so the connection started to go on. It was a Bluetooth one, you see.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's cutting out.
Yeah. No worries. I can hear you perfectly fine now. So just, Jobby, so I know you just started off. You just said as soon as you went in there, obviously, they'd like strip you and whatnot.
Yeah, well, you were stripped as soon as you went in, and then, you know what I mean? They were laughing, you know what I mean? They laughed at you, know what I mean? Then it was the slapping and kicking, you know what I mean?
Is this the staff or the kids or both?
Oh, the staff and, you know what I mean? There was a lot of bullies in there as well.
Yeah.
But the staff, you know what I mean? The staff is bad as well.
Yeah.
The staff, you know what I mean? Just to demoralise you. Belittle you and so on, and laughed at you when you were stripped, and you know what I mean? Laughed at your private parts and so on.
Yeah. Sorry to wear that, by the way.
There's a lot of things, you know what I mean? Gilshire Killer, they get in there as well, you know what I mean?
What was that for, eh?
That Gilshire Killer as well, you know what I mean? Some of them were really nice, but some of them were bad, you know what I mean? Some of them were really bad. Some of the staff. Can remember, you know what I mean? Getting battled in there as well.
Yeah. And they do it to all the lads, really, would they?
Well, aye.
Just one moment. Yeah. Sorry, one moment. I'm just writing it up like just a statement for you, sorry. Is there anything else that you can remember during your time at either of those, you know, the two homes?
Is that what?
Is there anything else that you can remember that might have happened in those two homes?
Slapping you. You know what I mean? You get slapped. You get kicked. You ask your cigarette, you get punched and all that.
No worries. Right, so I'll write all of this up for you now. It's just, like I said, I'm sorry to hear what you had to go through as well. It's absolutely awful the way how they treat you, isn't it, to be completely honest. Like you say, you was actually entitled to cigarettes, and then they'd hit you or deprive them of you if you asked for them.
If you'd done anything wrong, you never got them, you know what I mean? If it says you'd done anything wrong, you never got them.
Yeah, no worries. And then you said that after those two homes, then you went to Longregend, didn't you, while she was 15?
Oh, Longregend was mother. Longregend was really bad.
Yeah, what was that like?
Yeah, Longregend, as soon as you went in, that was again, you stripped, you know what I mean? The abuse you got in there, half his screws and... I mean, you, you weren't allowed to sit on your bed all day. Your mattress was down behind your bed. You need to make a bed block. You sat in a hard wooden chair all day at your desk. And that's where you need to sit all day. You weren't allowed on your bed. You know what I mean? You had a bed block all about.
Yeah.
No way.
And the day physically assault, you was locked quite often as well.
Oh, you were assaulted every day in Long again.
Yeah.
So you were nuts if you even got out your cell, and then you had your cell inspections every day, and if there was one mark on your flare, you know what I mean? You need to slide a bit on cloth.
Yeah.
So you did underneath your feet, you keep your flare gleaming. And then they used to walk in and scuff their boots on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then obviously go mad at you for it being messy.
Yeah, it's not mean if there's one thing in a place, not mean or one bit of dust or anything, you know what I mean? You used to get battered.
Yeah, absolutely awful, isn't it?
I can remember one screw's name, Jimmy Hall, know what I mean? Jimmy
Hall?
Jimmy Hall, he was really bad.
Yeah.
He was murderous. And he was a big monkey. He was a big monkey. Gay himself, so he was. Honestly, you know what I mean? But you used to walk in, you know what I mean? Scuff his feet on your flare and he's like, I'd do it again. You know what I mean? You need to get polished and polish it all, and you need to stand outside your door at attention, you know what I mean? While they went in and inspected yourself. Pardon?
But they just beat you up, would they?
It was a doing you got.
Yeah. Like you say, it's really bad that, to be fair. And I'm sorry to hear that, like you say, you had to go through. Go through all that, to be completely honest. So like I say, I'm just writing. Just so you know, obviously, you know, when we make these claims for you, it's not like we're just clutching at straws and like hoping that we're going to get you some money back. Providing that you have experienced some kind of abuse, obviously you have experienced some abuse from what you've told me, then we will be looking at getting you some kind of money back. The average refund at the moment is anywhere from around £42,000 to £68,000. Now that's not to say that you're obviously going to get that much, but that is the average that people are getting back at the moment.
Right.
So just obviously to confirm as well, I know you might have some like kind of medical issues, but you don't suffer from any kind of like terminal illness at the moment, do you?
No, I don't know at the moment. I know it anyway. I suffer from epilepsy, depression, know what I mean? But they say the epilepsy was for all sorts of bangs in the head and so on, know what I mean? I don't know whether that was for the punches in the head or what. Of getting knocked down or what, so on. But I suffer from epilepsy, depression, and, you know what I mean? My seizures are bad to this day. I still attend my neurologist and all that.
Yeah.
I'm on high dosage anti-epilepsy drugs and all that just now.
No, so that's perfectly fine. And just one thing as well, obviously, during like the kind of 12 months or so that this case is going on, touch wood, but if anything was to happen to yourself, would you just put like a beneficiary down on the system? So like I said, if anything was to happen to you, that they would receive the money. Who would you like us to put down as a beneficiary for yourself?
Sandra Atkinson, my partner.
Yeah. And would you have a contact number for her, or should we just put yours down at the moment?
We stay together in the same house anyway.
Yeah, is this the number, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. Now, do you use WhatsApp at all, Stuart?
No, I don't use WhatsApp, but
Basically, all that's left in order for us to make this to proceed with this claim is there's just three things that we need. We do need a proof of ID, so a picture of a driver's license or a passport. And then also
I haven't got either.
Have you got a bus pass?
No, my daughter's got my mobility motor for me.
Okay,
so
yeah.
She has.
Right. So what we can do if you've not got an ID, we do need three different proof of addresses for yourself, three different letters that have your name and address on that are dated within the last 3 months.
Right, three different letters that's got my name and address on it dated within the last 3 months.
Yeah. Would you have three different letters?
I've got a hospital letter.
Yeah.
She says most of the bills are in her name. I don't know. I've got a hospital letter. And what else, Sandra? I don't get any social letters around.
Have you got like a phone bill or anything like that?
A mobility letter.
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's dated in the last 3 months.
No, that isn't in the last 3 months, sorry. But is she to take photos of these and send them to you or what?
Yeah, we do, but have you got three separate letters that are all dated within the last 3 months, have you?
Well, she's looking through all the letters in there.
I was just wondering how you'll be able to send them as well, because I know you don't have WhatsApp.
I'll go up and get my bus pass.
Yeah, I mean, I can send you an email, if you like.
My health assessment is... My health assessment is that I last year. I haven't really got anything, but I've got hospital letters.
That's fine. I mean, how are you going to send them over, though? Shall I send you an email? Shall I send you a text message? What's best?
Well, you send me an email, but if you send me an email address or like a text message, but and I'll get my bus pass. I'll go up for my bus pass or something.
Yeah, have you got a bus pass? Yeah.
What?
Did you say you do?
I could go up and get one. You know
have
I mean?
You not got one?
No.
No, that's fine. What we do need then is just three different letters with your name and address on.
Aye, but that's what I'm saying. She's trying to find, you know, I mean, I've only got one dated in the last 3 months, you know. I've got all my prescriptions and so on. You know what I mean? What I collect every week.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to send you an email?
Pardon?
Do you want me to send you an email?
Yeah, what did I do with the email?
So I just need you to take pictures of three different letters for me and send them over.
Right, please do that, aye.
Yeah. If you can just send over what you can, just anything that you can for now, we'll just need three separate letters, like I said, with your name and address on. Is the best email the one that I've got on the system? StuartBarswell@iCloud.com.
Aye, well, is that the one, is that the best email he's got on the system? StuartBars@what?
12@iCloud.com.
StuartBars@12@iCloud.com. Aye. Aye, she says aye. I don't know about the letter. I've just take pictures of three letters and send them. She's saying I haven't got any three letters in the last few months, but I've only got one now for the hospital.
Do you have anything at all? Do you have a phone bill, for example?
No, that's what I'm saying there on home then. I haven't even got a bank card or nothing, you know what I mean, because that all goes into Sandra's account.
Right, okay, no worries. Just hold on one moment for me.
Yeah. I went and see her at that salt bear and their letters underneath that horse.
Hi Stuart, do you have the NHS app?
Pardon?
Do you have the NHS app?
The NHS app?
Yeah.
Hi. Aye, because they send me my appointments and that. They let me know my appointments and so on.
What you can do on that app is you can actually download your previous letters on the app. So you could download, like, three different letters with, you know, like, the dates on.
I've got... it is all hospital letters.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
It's just basically the solicitors, they do need... either a photo ID, and if not a photo ID, three different letters from the person. They won't accept the case otherwise, you see.
Yeah. I need a photo ID or three different letters. So I do. I've got NHS app.
Yes, so if you go into your documents.
I don't know how to deal with this, Sandra. Do you want to listen to see how to do this? Oh, she doesn't know how to do it either. I want to get my daughter there. You know what I mean? She's at work just now.
Yeah. She says, we do need three different letters. There's nothing else we can do. They won't accept the case.
Is there any way you call back tomorrow or something? Then I'll get my daughter in maybe day something else.
Yeah. Do you not have any letters at all in your home? You could just take pictures of what letters you do have and just email them over and I'll have a look and let you know if they are okay.
Shut the sand out. Go in and bring me there to the hospital letter. And so just to take pictures of them and send them over. You'll need to tell her how to do it because she doesn't know. No, come on. Okay. I've got two here. So I have... Excuse me. Hello?
Hello? Sorry, you've gone really quiet. I can't hear you.
Aye, right. How do I do this?
So what you need to do is just take pictures of the three different letters and then just send them on email. I sent you an email, so you just reply to that with the pictures.
Sandra, he sent me an email, so all I need to do is reply, take pictures and send it on the email. Reply to the email.
Or I can send you a text as well if you like.
What?
I can send you a text message as well if you like, if that's easier.
Yeah. See if you can, you know, get Messenger or something.
No, can you use WhatsApp? But you said you don't have WhatsApp.
I haven't got WhatsApp. No. Right. I'll get my daughter to do it as soon as she comes in to work. If that's okay.
Are you not able to just send the pictures of the ones you've got now? No.
Sandra, do you know how to get any emails? Do you know? And take photos and then just send them.
Yeah.
Email.
Or I can send you a text message as well.
Right, okay. Right, I'll try that.
Yeah, no worries. What I'll do is I'll leave it with you, like, you know, 10, 20 minutes or so. And then I'll give you a call back and just see if you, you know...
Right. Okay.
No worries. I'll speak to you soon then. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Bye.